Welcome to the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I am Allison Kaczkowski, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in to check out exactly what we're talking about. Self-care means so many things to people. It's one of the reasons I decided to start this show. And you'll hear self-care discussed from a number of different angles in this space. I am grateful to have you with me, and I hope you get a lot out of what I'm going to share with you today. Hey, everybody, it's Allison Kaczkowski. Thank you for joining me again today for another edition of our flagship Tuesday show, The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. This is our what I like to call our mainline podcast. And I'm your host. I'm always excited to spend time with you every week. And I'm always grateful that you choose to listen to me, whether it's on Tuesday, right after we go live, or whether it's another day during the week. So today we're going to take just a little bit of a turn off of, you know, typical topics that you might hear me talk about. And I'm talking to Charles Mayfield today, who is the founder of Faro Skincare Company, which is a new all-natural, brand new skincare line. And we're going to talk a little bit about why this is important to him, what makes his product different. We're also going to talk a little bit about what some of the challenges are, especially for the women listening, although I suspect that this would probably be helpful for men too, about, you know, In my view, I feel like natural products are really kind of coming into their own now. I feel like a lot of people are paying attention to that, not just for the health ramifications, but because of the fact that, you know, it literally contributes to our health and longevity, which if you know me, you know that that's a subject that's very near and dear to my heart. So thanks so much for joining me today.
Pleasure to be here, Allison. This is, yeah, very, very excited to be here and speak to you and your audience.
Outstanding. Very good. So, all right. So I know people are wondering, how did this come about for you? So tell us a little bit about you and how Faro came to be.
Sure. So, well, Faro is a sort of an amalgamation of three, I would say, career paths I've played in. I've spent about 15, coming up on 16 years in the health and wellness space, mostly as a fitness coach, strength and conditioning coach, but then parlay that into I've co-authored a number of cookbooks in the paleo space. I'm sure you're familiar.
And so love
the kitchen, love cooking. Really like strength and conditioning, health and wellness. And then, gosh, around 2016, my paleo journey, I guess if we want to label it that, ultimately pointed me towards regenerative farming. And the paleo movement was. I was sort of there at the very beginnings of its rise in popularity. This would have been early 2009, 10, 11. And great community. It took about a year and a half, 2 years for them to stop arguing over macros and micros. And really, the theme of most events really started to point towards food sourcing, food access, and particularly how our food was grown. And so got an intro into some regenerative farming moguls, if you will, some real dynamic, wonderful people, the likes of maybe Joel Salatin at Polyphase or Will Harris down at White Oak Pastures. And that really sort of scratched an itch that I probably had from childbirth, but to farm. And so 2016 got into regenerative farming. I was what I like to call kind of a micro polyface model. We were raising pastured meat, beef, pork, chicken. And that's when I really got intimate with the pig. And so fast forward 2019, I had an absurdly awful sunburn. I'm sure many of your listeners can relate to that.
Totally.
And I had, yeah. And so stage five sunburn, had a jar of lard in my refrigerator that I'd rendered from the pigs I was raising. And, you know, kind of 50% desperation, 50% curiosity. I thought, well, instead of the aloe vera or any other product that you would normally sort of lather up with post sunburn, I said, why not try it? And I got to tell you, Allison, I put it on twice. I put it on at night after the sunburn and then the next morning, but a couple of days went by. That was it. Two applications.
Wow.
The sunburn went away, which is great. But I'm sure, again, most of your listeners and yourself have had this experience. I watched my skin like a hawk for about 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and I kept waiting to peel, and it never came. And that was really the light bulb moment. And so, you know, I was busy, had a bunch of different projects going on, but sort of tucked this away, started playing around with recipes in my kitchen, you know, making various renditions of these creams and started handing them out to our farm customers. We would do monthly drops. And lo and behold, you know, for me, it was sunburn, but I started getting messages and texts from a variety of people about, oh, it helped with this and oh, it helped with that. And I'm sure you've done this too, Allison, but I had this, I called it my paleo lens. You know, we've all heard this. If you can't pronounce it, you shouldn't eat it.
Right.
So I, you know, it's a good lens to view the food world. I'll say this now too, the ills we see in the food and health industry are, you could almost latch them lock and key on to the skincare industry. But absolutely, my point is, I took this paleo lens that I've been shining on the ingredient lists of, you know, cereal boxes, if you will, and I shined it on skincare. And my goodness, the number of things I couldn't pronounce, the number of chemicals, and, you know, just started diving into, well, what is modern skincare? And so we launched the company in 2022. We're the first lard-based company. We use tallow as well, and we can talk about the difference in those fats. But yeah, we're a couple years in and seeing remarkable results. So
I love it. I love it. And I love just hearing that how you really started with this was with yourself. And you just said, you know what? I'm just going to see what happens with this. And you didn't really, like, you know, approach it with a lot of drama. It was more like you were just more curious to see what might happen.
That's right. Well, and my poor kids, they're 10 and 12 now. But if you can remember the Windex from my big fat Greek wedding, you know, they sprayed it on everything. So it, for the last few years, it hadn't mattered if it was bug bite, sunburn, or a skinned knee. You know, it's like dad gets out the jar of Pharaoh. And, you know, again, remarkably, it's worked every time.
Yeah, that's amazing. Wow. So before we get into, like, the ingredients and the things that you were talking about, I think I know the answer to this because you pretty much alluded to it, but why do you think so many people are really paying attention to this now? I feel like, for instance, I feel like there's been natural products out there for a while, but they just didn't get the attention, really. I could be wrong, but that's just my perception. But I just feel like all of a sudden now, it's really become not just a hot topic, but it's something that so many people are talking about.
Sure. Well, I think there's two big factors there. I would say one, the darker factor, is I believe the human body has reached a tipping point in its ability to metabolize and do away with toxicity. And I think that just speaks at large to the toxic soup that many of us live in today. I would combine that with lifestyle. You know, we're indoors more now than ever. The clothing that we wear has got all sorts of chemicals and various things. And so I think, you know, at a population level, the human body has reached a tipping point. And so
I sort of feel, you know, that.
Yeah. So I think,
I feel like this actually works in your favor. I feel like this is a topic I use with my clients a lot when we're talking about the concept of what a retreat is. And I'm not trying to compare what I do to what you do, but really, I think I think people are very solution aware now, which I think really helps you because it really helps people understand the importance of why having natural products is key.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. And, you know, the nice thing is, you know, food and skincare are, I guess, the investment you make is daily for a lot of people is daily anyway. And so, you know, making some small shifts there, I mean, you've got lifestyle and working out and sleep. I mean, there's so many foundational things that we can certainly unpack that are instrumental, not only in skin health, but just general metabolic health.
Yeah.
But, I think, I would say the second big reason, hopefully, and I see this trending more now, today versus even a few years ago is, and I can say this because I've witnessed it. I believe that quite a number of very, very astute and wonderful people in the health and wellness space, frankly, have been shadow banned is the common trope or term that's used out there. Yeah. I mean, I don't care where you are on the spectrum of what to eat and what to do, but a lot of messages, if they did not fall in line with, say, the USDA's, foundational grain-based mentality, or if they didn't fall in line with the vegan ethos, again, you eat it however you want, then it was really hard to get a message out. Now, I see that turning the corner in a big way. And so I think it's a little easier for your average everyday run-of-the-mill consumer to get a hold of I'm going to say more information. I don't qualify it as necessarily better or worse, but certainly get other viewpoints, which is important.
Well, and I feel like too, to your point, I'll just piggyback on this one more thing and then we'll move on, is that, I feel like right now we live in an age of information. I don't know that information's really our problem. What I really think is we need more people like you and other people who, not just have a science-based approach to what you're doing, but can actually point out how this makes a difference. I think you can go and Google anything you want today. And as a result, I feel like people just drown in numbers and data, and they're looking for the right language and all of that. And I don't know necessarily that that's really our problem. I think what we really need are, sustainable solutions, things that we can implement easily and, make it more of a continued habit.
Sure. Yeah. Well, and you're seeing a rise again. I've been swimming in this pond for a while. You're seeing a rise of entrepreneurs like myself and certainly many others creating products that really feed into this, natural market. And there's no better testimonial than a personal testimonial. And slowly but surely, people, they find something, it works for them, they tell a friend. And so I think we're on the cusp of a sort of a reemergence of ground up instead of top down. Products and services.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So, all right. So let's go back to skincare for a minute. Talk to me for a little bit about, I'm thinking of like the big name brand skincare products that are out there. Like the kind you buy in department stores and like the really expensive items that, you see celebrities endorse and all that. And for a lot of people, unfortunately, that's really the endorsement that they care about. So talk to me a little bit about that versus, what you think are the big problems with that. I mean, I obviously have an idea what you're going to say, but I'm just wondering if we can explain this in very simple terms to my audience.
Yeah, well, I mean, skincare boils down to three skincare as an industry or as a product boils down to three things. It's a fat-based industry. Okay, so read any label of any product, doesn't matter the store you walk in. The first ingredient will be water, okay, but we'll table that for now. Somewhere in that formulation are fats. Now, in the industrial model, which is any store you walk in, those fats are typically going to be either seed oils, petroleum derivatives. If you're really, really lucky, they might be a plant-based fat like a cacao or shea or coconut butter.
Right,
okay,
right.
So it's a fat-based industry. So that's the first component. Secondly, skincare should be vitamin and mineral packed. Okay. And I would say again that so much of this translates over to the nutrition world, but I would say one of the biggest lies we've all been told for a long time is that somehow on a molecular level, a lab synthesized vitamin or mineral is on par with a naturally occurring vitamin. Okay. And I we're talking skincare. So we'll just go with vitamin A for a second. Now in the skincare industry, that's called retinol. So if you see your retinol infused cream, okay, well, if I create retinol in a lab, on a molecular level, that retinol doesn't even look like the naturally occurring vitamin A that you might get in an animal fat or even a plant-based fat. Okay. And so what does that ultimately translate to? It translates to that molecularly different substance is not as metabolizable or usable by my body. Okay. So they're using the wrong fats. They're using synthetic vitamins and minerals. And then the third piece, and again, you walk into any store, if it's a If it's a wet, really wet cream, not greasy, but wet, if it's in a store, it is an emulsified product, which means you've taken that fat and you've taken, you know, roughly about 70% water and you've emulsified them. And, you know, I will tell you now, Allison, emulsified creams are remarkable. They're so smooth and so nice. However, if you don't inject that emulsification with various chemicals to prevent the growth of mold and bacteria, then you're going to have a really nasty mess on your hand in a matter of a week. Okay. Everyone listening that's ever cooked bacon will know this. You can take the bacon drippings, you pour them in a coffee cup, and they can sit on your kitchen counter for a month, 2 months, and it's just there. And if you need it again, you use it. Well, fat is a, by nature, an antimicrobial environment, which is really kind of awesome. So when you inject and emulsify that water acts as a food source to airborne bacteria. So every time you open that jar or squeeze that tube, you know, there's bacteria all around us.
Right.
And so it gets in there and it grows. And so those chemicals, the U.S. is the poster child for skincare toxicity. Our FDA prohibits the use of 11 chemicals in skincare. And just by contrast, the EU has a list of over 1,400 compounds that are prohibited from skincare use. And so you put those two numbers together. And then and then the other sort of piece to this is, from a regulatory standpoint, the Food and Cosmetics Act was initially passed in 1938. So this is the sort of the landmark legislation around consumer safety. And the cosmetics piece of that was basically, if you include color additives in your cosmetic or skincare products, then you have to pre-market safety test them. That was it, just color additives.
Right.
And so, you know, here we are in 2025. That act's been updated, I think, 3 or 4 times. Cosmetics are excluded every single time in terms of safety testing. Now, all of the regulations around skincare from the FDA have to do with labeling and medical claims. So as long as you don't claim it does anything medically, and as long as you label it appropriately, it's pretty much carte blanche. You know, you can do whatever you want.
You could say a lot of what you want on a label because, to your point, they're not regulated.
Correct.
Yeah. So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Cellevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in 2 varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Cellevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Cellevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day. And what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Cellevate.com, which is Cellevate.com, and use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this.
Yeah. So those are your 3 big things. And so back to your, you know, walking in the supermarket or the, you know, Sephora, you know, the fancy super Sephora store, I will tell you that almost every single product in there has got water in it. And more importantly, here's the best analogy I've got for you, Allison. If you walk into a convenience store, okay, there's 7 or 8 or 9 brands of water in bottles in the
drink
area.
No, that's very true. That's a great analogy.
Okay.
You're exactly right. Yep.
Okay. They're all priced differently. They're all labeled differently. There's 15 brands of cola. They're all priced differently. They're all branded differently. It is the same ingredients in all of those.
Yeah.
Now you might have a flyer ingredient in one versus the, it's all marketing.
Totally. Yeah.
First line of defense for your listeners is don't buy the really expensive, celebrity endorsed stuff. It's poisoning your skin and your endocrine system. It's just wreaking havoc on you. And ironically, it's aging your skin faster because it's not truly feeding your skin, which is what we try to do.
Yeah, that's very interesting. The convenience store analogy is spot on. I mean, I totally hear that. And I know people listening can relate to that, too. So tell us more then about Faro, about what the line's like. I know you talked about like the jar of cream that you put on your sunburn, but I would imagine you probably have other products in your line.
Yeah, this is another one of the skincare industry sacred cows that I like to sort of dismantle. But we have a very, very small product line. We're going to develop some more, but right now we've got 5 SKUs. We have what's called a skin food. We have a face food. We have an Epic Dermis product. We started a company, Candidly Allison, for the puns. Here at Faro, we say
a good conversation too.
Oh yeah. Well, we like to say the lard works in mysterious ways. But we got a face product. We've got a body product. Those come scented and unscented. We've got a portable packable product called Epic Dermis. We've got a sublingual skincare elixir. Now that's got MCT oil and a dash of CBD in it. And then we just launched, last year we launched a soap line. Again, a handful of SKUs. We've got 3 different SKUs, 2 scents and 1 unscented. But, so that's us. Keep it simple.
Yeah.
And, I'll tell you candidly, I travel with our face food because it's a smaller package. At home, I use our skin food and I use it all over. But if it's good for the elbow, there's a good chance it's good for the cheeks.
Yeah.
But few products, highly effective, and they cover the gamut. Whether it's an acute skincare condition like a sunburn, razor burn, windburn, or something more chronic like an eczema or psoriasis, we've seen remarkable results with our product in terms of just providing, providing the user with a less itchy, more relaxed and moist skin.
Yeah, I love it. I'm with you. I think some simple is always better. So what kind of feedback are you getting from the medical community?
Oh, gosh, none.
None?
I'm probably too small for them to even bother with. I will say tangentially, I've had a number of practitioners reach out to me for, again, a number of different conditions. We've had, you got to be careful when you start talking about this kind of stuff because you don't want to make claims, but I've had MDs and NPs that have tested my products on, again, as just a mechanism for making things better. I've had them tested on precancerous sores, mostly on the scalp. I've had them tested on vaginal atrophy. There's another good one. That's sort of that pre-postmenopausal situation. Eczema, psoriasis, cheilitis, rosacea. Now, again, the MD world hasn't, well, let me say that I talk to a lot of doctors, but they're not dermatologists. They're over in, cardiac land.
Right.
Or,
they've got their own lawn, right. Their own area of expertise.
That's right. That's right. But they're all centered around this campfire of metabolic health.
Yeah.
And so, one of the big components to metabolic health is endocrine health and making sure our hormones are regulated properly. And again, back to these chemicals, most of these compounds in skincare today are endocrine disrupting compounds.
Totally. And so, hormone disruptors, big time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I love the concept of this. So I know everybody's wondering, obviously, are you guys online? I know you take custom orders and you send them out. How does it work?
Sure. Thanks for that for that question. We are direct to consumer only. It's you know, we like to make batches fresh and ship them out as close to their manufacturing day as possible. Our creams, candidly, right now I'm working on a retail line, but our creams aren't set up for brick and mortar retail. One big reason being they're temperature sensitive. We don't put any preservatives or chemicals in there, so they'll melt if it's warm, and they go on. You know, a lot of people say it goes on really thick, so a little of our stuff goes a really long way. But yeah, our website is where everyone finds us, and that's where they order. It's Farrow.life is the website, and for your listeners that are interested, there's a discount code I put together for you. Allison K would save them 15% if they want to try it. There's three pharaohs in the world. There's the Egyptian pharaoh.
That's what was coming to my mind. I apologize.
I understand. Anyone ever does the if I'm having a talk and they do the annotate, you know, where they put the words, it always comes up that way.
I bet.
So that's the Egyptian pharaoh. Then there's a grain pharaoh, which I think is F-A-R-R-O. And then there's us.
Okay. F-A-R-R-O-W live.com.
Life. Farrow.life.
Dot life. Got it. Okay.
Yep.
Farrow.life. Fantastic. Awesome. And you put together the discount code. Is it just Allison K then?
Just Allison K. It'll save you 15%.
15%. Fabulous. Awesome. So last question. So for the person out there listening who maybe is starting to like become more conscious of all of this, what do you say to that person who's like really skeptical?
Skeptical. Well, I would say skeptical as it relates to our products or that their skin will never look good again.
And the reason I always like to ask my guests this kind of as a, and I'll shed a little color on this is, I'm just wondering if there are any like little helpful tips or anything that you can offer to people might help them get started kind of moving in this direction. The reason that I say that is that I feel like right now, because of the fact there's so much information out there, there are probably still a lot of people that are just not quite ready to accept that this is really happening. So, so I'm just wondering like what you can offer for that.
Yeah. So here's some totally free skincare tips. Prioritize 7 to 8 hours of sleep. All right. Drink half your body weight in ounces of water, preferably, you know, filtered or, you know, high quality water if you can. Do that every day. Sweat 3 to 5 times a week. Now that doesn't have, I don't need you running marathons. If you can just get out in the hot sun and go for a walk, that's fantastic. Yeah. You know, your skin is transdermal, right? We need to work it out. And getting outside is remarkable. Getting sunshine, especially early and late sunshine, just getting out there and experiencing the world. And then last but not least, I would make sure that you have a diet that is preferentially dealing with whole foods. And I'm going to say, make sure you're getting plenty of animal fat and animal protein. Now that can be eggs, it can be chicken, it can be whatever you want, but the micronutrients and macronutrients in animal fat and protein are ultimately the building blocks that help your body build the healthiest and most vibrant skin it can.
Yes. And I would agree with that 100%. I feel like there are a lot of people out there who are, you know, maybe they don't do animal fat or protein, but I'm with you 100%. I feel like there's really not a substitute for that.
Yep. Now you want one more tip that might save you money.
Yeah.
All right. This one's over here in weird land a little bit, but
okay.
We are so, like many ills in society today, we are so over-sanitized. It is remarkable.
Yes.
It's hyper-sanitized. It's awful. So this was obviously ramped up substantially in the last 4 to 5 years. Put the shampoos and the soaps and especially the alcohol, put them down.
Yeah.
They are horrible for your skin. You know, fun factoid, I'm sure you know this, but folks, we are covered. There are microscopic organisms that inhabit every square inch of our body, including internally in our gut, but also externally. And we've got all these different bugs living everywhere, and we've learned to coexist with them, and they have a purpose. And so every time you grab the soap or the shampoo, you're effectively destroying that microbiome. Now, if you want to be clean, warm water and a washcloth gets like 99.9% of the dirt off your body. And so I joke with folks. I say I use soap maybe 4 to 5 times a month.
Yeah.
I shower every day.
Yeah.
Right. And so warm water and a washcloth, you know, warm water is a technology that's only about 80 years old in the developed world. And so we can get a lot done with that. It'll save your skin. It'll restore its natural, you know, equilibrium of sebum production. Our glands produce oil, and they're going to produce more than they need to in certain scenarios. This is sweat. This is working out. But if you'll just take that warm water and washcloth, you can wash off the excess oil without hyper stripping all the oil off your skin and then forcing more production.
Yeah, I love that. This is all just, even though it's really nothing groundbreaking with what you just said with those simple tips, it's like, you know, this is just like repetition of what I like to call the basics. It's not sexy, but it works. So let's stick to it.
I agree.
Yeah, love it. So people can connect with you then on your website, www.faro.life.
Yep. We're probably most active on the socials at our Instagram page is faro.skincare on Instagram, and then faro.skin on X. Those are the two places you'll find us most.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. All right. And I just want to remind everybody, if you are interested in trying out the Faro Skin Line, you can use the special coupon code that Charles was nice enough to create for all of us. I know I'm going to take advantage of it. Allison K, you can save 15%. Thanks so much for sharing your product with us and a little bit about your story. Just all really, really good stuff. My hat's off to you.
Thank you, Allison. It's been a real pleasure.
Of course. So folks out there listening, this is definitely an episode that you probably want to share with all of your friends, not just because of the science lessons that we went through, but because there's just so many simple golden nuggets that can help you in your day-to-day life, which is always my goal with this show. And if you're curious about learning more about the Faro Skin Line, then take advantage of the 15% off and use the coupon code Allison K. That's Allison with one L, A-L-I-S-O-N-K, and go to faro.life and try something out. It sounds like it's a small line, but sometimes that's better than having too many choices. And if what you heard today was helpful for you and you want to share it with someone in your world, someone that you know, someone that you think really needs to hear it, then please just copy the link to this episode and send it to them as a free gift from me. Or you can connect with me on my site, www.theallisonk.com, and just hit the connect button. It's on the upper right-hand corner of our homepage. And just write to us, and we'll be happy to do that. If you'll just tell us where you want it to go, we'll be happy to take care of that for you. I just want to thank all of you for always tuning in and supporting us. I love getting your messages. I just got an email this morning from somebody on the other side of the world saying that there was an episode that they recently listened to that really helped them out of a really tough situation. And, you know, that's exactly why I do this show, because my goal is to always hopefully help you in some way or somebody that you know in some way. So just know that we consider all of you part of the family, whether you're listening to me today for the first time or whether you've been on this ride with us for a while, we do appreciate each and every one of you. This is Allison Katzkowski with The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. You're one step closer to living your ultimate life, so make it a good one.